John chapter 13, verse 19. Now I tell you before it come, that when it has come to pass, ye may believe that I am He. Dear friends in Christ, dear believers in Christ, may the cross of Christ continue to bring you peace and comfort to your soul. May you be strengthened once again this Lenten season by the willing suffering of our Savior. May you be assured once again that Jesus has done enough for our salvation, for did He not clearly state from the cross, it is finished. It is enough. Now I tell you before it come, Jesus states to His disciples that when it has come to pass, you may believe that I am He. What exactly is Christ referring to here? A conspiracy. A conspiracy. Defined by the dictionary, it's an evil, unlawful, unauthorized, deceitful plan prepared in secret by two or more people. A conspiracy that pretty much sums up what they did to our Savior. That plan they hatched in secret to get rid of Christ. Scripture says, we heard it tonight, they consulted how they might take Jesus by subtlety, by deceit, and kill Him. They knew exactly what they were doing, didn't they? It's not like they just happened upon this plan by chance. They knew what they were doing. They knew it had to be done in secret and carried out in a secretive way in the absence of the crowds, because they knew Jesus had a big enough crowd, a strong enough one following Him. And they might not succeed if they were around. They knew exactly how to avoid that problem. They conspired. Yet your comfort, believer in Christ, is that Jesus knew too. He also knew. Now I tell you before it comes to pass that when it is, you might believe that I am He. But just for a moment, why don't we take a step back from that conspiring and that plotting in secret? That's not all that Christ knew. Scripture says He also knew exactly where this seemingly random man would be standing, carrying a pitcher of water, who would proceed into a seemingly random house, where then some of the disciples would meet this owner of the house, and then that's where they would eventually eat the Passover. Jesus knew exactly what His disciples should say to this man, the owner, which was what? My time is at hand. The Master saith unto thee, my time is at hand. So full of meaning those words are. It also says in tonight's readings that Jesus knew His hour was come. And again, He knew who should betray Him. And 2 weeks from tonight, we'll hear in the Passion lesson that Jesus knew all things that should come upon Him. Jesus knew. He knew what words would convince this stranger to let strangers come into His house and eat a meal. Because Jesus knows all things. Now I tell you before it come to pass that when it is, you might believe I am He. Who is He? The very Son of God who knows all. Believers in Christ, He also knows you. He knows how to save your soul. He accomplished that on the cross for sure. But now He also knows how to deliver that salvation to you by His Word and Spirit. He knows exactly how to strengthen your faith and strengthen your soul. Through these very words tonight, how He knew everything ahead of time. And how He knew exactly how to make good come out of evil. He knows also how to make all things in your life turn out for your good. Where, though, were the hearts of those scheming and plotting to eliminate Christ? We know that Jesus made it all work out for good, but still, that doesn't excuse the fact that they conspired. Where were their hearts? They're not afraid of committing murder, yet they're afraid of a crowd. Later, they're not afraid of delivering Jesus to Pilate to have Him crucified, but they're afraid to enter Pilate's hall of judgment. They were afraid of being defiled, even though they really wouldn't have been. Later, when they finally get their way with Jesus on the cross, they're concerned about His body being left there after sundown. Not because they cared about Him. They didn't want to transgress Old Testament law about burying the dead before sundown. Not afraid to take His life, but they are afraid of how they might look. Yet your comfort in Christ, believers in Christ, is that Jesus went to the cross for them too. No matter how great their sins were. In fact, many of them were later converted and saved by the sweet comfort of the forgiveness of sins preached to them. How Jesus had risen from the dead to also make them rise from their sin to life. Of course, we are sinners too. We've had our share of wrongdoing too. Yet Christ went to the cross for us too. For all sinners. And whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. All year, but especially during this time of the year in Lent, the church focuses on the sacrifice of Christ, the one thing that we needed was for Christ to go to the cross to make satisfaction for all our sins and to rise and to promise that we too will rise. I hope this doesn't sound offensive, but it is a legitimate question to ask. Do we care? Do we care? Do we take even just a couple minutes out of our day, every day, to pray, to think about Christ and what He's done, and to read His Word? He says, "Remember me. Remember what I did for you." Or are we too busy for that? Let us not forfeit the peace that belongs to us, the peace that Christ earned on the cross for us all. the peace that we need daily in the cross of Christ and in His resurrection that proves the Father accepted His sacrifice for our sin. They plotted, they schemed, they lied, and later they would shout to crucify Him. Yet knowing exactly what was to come, Jesus wasn't afraid at all. In fact, the title of tonight's Passion History is Jesus' Readiness, His Readiness to Suffer and to Die. They had their plan, but Jesus also had a plan that He would die to give us life so that we never have to go through death alone, so that we might be comforted in the forgiveness of our sin and the fact that we too will rise and live for all eternity. Jesus Christ lives to never die again. He lives to continue to send us His Word and His Spirit to open our eyes of understanding, to open our heart, and to give us that true saving faith. May the cross of Christ and His resurrection continue to be in your heart. Continue to strengthen and keep you. Christ knew exactly what was to come. Christ also knows you. He knows everything about you. And He knows exactly how to provide for you. He always has. He always will. Now I tell you before it come, that when it has come to pass, you might believe that I am He, the very Son of God, who lived and died and rose again for you. May His Spirit continue to keep you in that one true and saving faith in Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.